All right, it appears that I'm recording now. This is my very first rambling thought process here. It's just going to be a stream of consciousness that will just go on and on and on until I've decided that I don't feel like talking anymore. Today is Friday, May 24th, 2013, and it is 4:45 in the morning. Yes, it is. That's right. I've been up, I don't know, like 18 hours, maybe 20 hours. I don't remember when I woke up this morning, but I did wake up kind of excited this morning because I had two very interesting shoots that I was going to do today. One was a makeup shoot with Juan Pantoja, and he's a very good makeup artist. And I was also going to work with a model who I had worked with previously with LXM Clothing. And she was pretty great and very good with some looks. And anyway, we'll move on from there. The second shoot was supposed to be a full body skeleton body paint shoot, also with Juan Pantoja. He's extremely good with body paint, and he worked with Angel Marie with our last project, which was a Alien Queen or something like that, and it was really cool. He did a really good job, and I think the photography came out pretty good too. Anyway, that was supposed to be with the I probably shouldn't even say her name because she didn't show up. In fact, she was a complete flake, and even after trying to contact her a couple of times, she never responded. As it turns out, the night previous, I was supposed to get back with her after she said she would do it. I actually wrote in the chat that I was going to get back to her later that night if Juan wanted to work with her, which he immediately did, and I forgot to tell her. So maybe that was about, 26-27% my fault for not getting back to her, but I did ask her at like 4:20 this afternoon if she was still coming, and I got nothing back from text. So, yeah, again, my fault for not calling her, blah, 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 fuck you. That's the way things work these days. Everybody texts, they don't call. And anyway, so have that in your pipe, ass. Anyway, Victoria and I talked, and we're good, and I think we're going to try to do something again later when it's maybe a little better communication. My fault, her fault, who cares? Life's too short to fucking hold grudges and not work with people again just because there was a misunderstanding on who's ever side. I don't really care. So maybe that's another thing I want to start talking about, is that about life being short and about not holding on to a grudge, not holding on to somebody's being pissed off about something. Oh, by the way, I think I should start talking about this microphone that I've got here. This is the Zoom H2N, and it's currently just sitting on my chest, and I'm speaking into it. So I do have some headphones plugged in, so I can sort of hear what I'm sounding like. I'm not going to really know what I'm going to sound like until I can get this off of the card into the computer and maybe have a listen to it. I'm sure that is annoying when I smack my mouth right there, but I don't have a pop filter. Maybe if I want to do this for real at some point, I will have a whole setup in my office, and that'll be my little studio, and then we can have, multiple microphones, and we can have pop filters and all that good stuff, so that when I have a guest in, or when I have a co-host, or whatever, I say co-host like it's going to be some big, awesome show, and it's not, but this is just my stream of consciousness. This is whatever I want to fucking talk about, and I'm going to use a language that I would normally use when I'm talking to people of my own intellectual and social standard, or I wouldn't even say standard, I'll just say level. So if there's language that you hear in this that you don't like, then fuck you. Just don't listen to it. That's okay. I don't really care. I'm doing this kind of for me at this point. If ever anybody cares to hear what I have to say, then maybe I'll consider talking about things that you might care about, or talking in a way or in a language that you might care about. But from until that happens, fuck y'all. I don't care. This is for me. So, yeah, so that's where I'm going with this. I picked up this H2N microphone because I was going to be working on a film, a short film, called Turkey Day, and that's actually happening, if today is Friday, it's actually starting tomorrow on Saturday. And I have dipped my toes into the short film and the video arena a bit, and I found that I kind of like it. I've been a photographer for, I'm going to say 10 years. I'd like to say I've been a photographer for 10 years. Serious, anyway. And in that time, I've gotten better. I've continually gotten better. And it's kind of leveled off a little bit. I'm still getting better, I think. People seem to enjoy the photography that I do. They seem to be making positive critique of it and positive reception of it. And people keep coming to me, and I'm actually even making some money at it now, which is nice. But what I've realized is that a lot of the challenge is gone. Like, I'm creating good stuff, I'm making good things happen, but if I ever wanted to go to where I really wanted to go, I'd have to invest quite a bit of money in new equipment and finding new locations and, you know, making sure that I can shoot in those locations, because I'm not a big fan of just running into somewhere and doing something illegal by trespassing or whatever and then running out. I mean, I'll do it every once in a while, but I don't want to make a habit of it, because, you know, you get on that path and then before you know it, you're, you know, breaking into places to get into them instead of just wandering into the places. You're actually actively breaking the law instead of passively, you know, having that happen. So, this is actually going to be an interesting challenge for me, because I don't know if I've ever spoken. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever spoken for more than maybe 10 minutes at a time. So I have no idea if my voice is going to go, if I'm going to get really thirsty or something like that. But I do I have a drink? I have a drink somewhere. I don't have it with me. Anyway, another interesting fact is that, about a year ago, I guess, I started at night eating these, I say eating, but I guess you eat them, but they're called Sleep Advanced gummies, and oh my god, they're amazing. What you do, they're like, they help you get drowsy and fall asleep. I think they have echinacea, and not echinacea, what the hell is that? This is why I need a co-host or somebody else in the room, so they can help me with this. A lot of times my brain locks up, I can't remember particular words that I'm trying to find, so in the middle of a sentence, I'll just, you know, just stop, and it's because my brain, I had an idea of a word that I wanted to use, but for whatever reason, my brain doesn't have the retention where I can go in there and grab that word and put it in the sentence in enough time, so then I get all freaked out and everything stops. So that's a little bizarre. And and I should also mention, here's my stream of consciousness. Unfortunately, you're not gonna be able to follow along with all this, because I speak as my brain works, and it's not always linear. I have to steady this microphone on my chest with my hand, and unfortunately, these condenser microphones inside this microphone, they are not acoustically, whatever the word is, isolated. So what happens is, and I'll do it for you here once, and I'll try not to do it again, but you can hear me actually touching the microphone, holding it in place and stuff like that. And I'm not a big fan of those noises. It makes it sound very cheap, very amateur hour. And I'm not a big fan of doing things amateur hour. I don't think I ever have been. Even when I had shitty cameras, I would always do as much as I possibly could with those cameras and the lights that I had at the time to push them to as much of an extreme as possible to create an image that maybe most people wouldn't be able to create with those particular cameras and that particular lighting setup and that particular arena drop, whatever, what I was using for a background or whatever. And I think it's worked out pretty well for me over the years. And I've upgraded my equipment, and I've upgraded my lighting. I've upgraded a lot of things over the last 10 years to create more and more elaborate sets, more and more elaborate images, more and more interesting images and stuff like that. So, this will be interesting to listen to later, and you can bet your ass I'm going to. I'll probably listen to it and cringe over and over again because of how horrible it is. And what will really be fun is if this actually is something that I like to do and I'll do more of, it will be really fun to look back on, listen back, whatever, look back, listen back to this particular, I'm not going to call it a podcast, but I'm going to call it a stream of consciousness that I just recorded. It'll be interesting to listen back to this and think, what the fuck was I doing? And why does it sound so weird? Because I think right now in my ears and in my headphones that I'm listening to right now, I sound a little weird. I sound tinny and hollow at the same time. And I know that that's not usually the way that works. Usually you either get tinny or hollow. I hear both, but whatever. Here's the point that I'm trying to make is that, when you hear yourself on a recording or a video recording or a voice recording or whatever, you sound weird to yourself. And what's interesting is through this microphone and through these headphones, I do not sound weird to myself. I sound like me. And I don't know if that's because my head is an internal mixer right now, and it's recording. I don't know. It's just real time sound recording in my own head. I hear the normal voice that I normally hear inside my head, plus the sound being piped back in through my ears. It should be really interesting to figure out what the fuck that's going to sound like later. But anyway, we'll move on. And I can't remember what I was talking about, except maybe the sleep gummies. These are like one of the best things ever, and the only place I've seen them is at Walmart. It's one of my favorite stores. It's a laugh a minute, especially over here in Apopka. I live in a shitty place called Apopka, Florida, and it's outside of the city limits of Orlando, but it's not so far outside of Orlando that we don't still consider ourselves Orlando. Yes, it's the city of Apopka, but the way Orlando is set up is that it's the metro area, and then that's the hub of the wheel, and the wheel is made up of all these little towns all the way around it. Altamont Springs and Castleberry and Longwood and Fern Park and Winter Park and Winter Springs and Winter Garden. I mean, everything, all of that stuff is all, which is weird. Why are so many towns around Orlando start with winter? That doesn't make any sense because we barely get a winter here. I mean, it's almost nothing. This year was great. This year had the best weather ever. It just got hot last week, which is unheard of for Florida. Usually around March 15th it starts getting hot, and that's not fair because it just got cool for winter. But what was beautiful is that it was like amazing weather up until the middle of May, which normally is in the 90s and hot as balls and wet because everything's all humid and bullshit, and it just, fuck this place. Orlando is horrible. If you're thinking about moving to Orlando, fucking don't. Turn the car around, go to Phoenix, go to Atlanta, go, well, no, Atlanta's worse, but go anywhere. Don't come to Orlando. First of all, we've got enough fucking people here. Stop it. I understand the job market. I understand the no taxes. I understand, or the no state taxes. I understand the no winter. I mean, that's obviously why old people come here, because it's too cold, my bones. Yeah, well, fucking shut up. Every deadbeat father in America comes here because, for whatever reason, I don't know. Oh, it's also pretty good for the housing, construction and all that stuff because there's so many people here. They need places to live. Just stop it. Stop coming to Orlando. Stop coming. You can tell you what. Go to Tampa. Go to Melbourne. Go to Daytona. It's still Central Florida. It's still good enough. just stop coming to Orlando. We're full. I don't want it to become like LA. I've been to LA many times, and LA is fucking screwed. They have no idea how to have that many people in that small an area without a good public transportation system. And it's impossible if you have to get into a car and go somewhere in LA. Fuck it, you can't do it. You just don't tell anybody you're going to be anywhere within 45 minutes, because it is physically impossible to move a car from, say, Hollywood to, say, Santa Monica, even Santa Barbara too, I imagine. It's physically impossible to move that car that 16 miles or however many miles it is from Hollywood to Santa Monica. You can't do it in 45 minutes. It's impossible. It's just, you can't. So please do me a favor. Stop coming to Orlando. We're good. We're okay. We've got enough people. All right. So moving on, we will go back to the sleep gummies. Walmart sells them. And if you've ever been to Walmart at 2 in the morning, it is awesome. There is nothing better, because here's how Walmart works. And I don't really necessarily agree with this. I think it's a little fucked up. But so at 9:30, 9:45, everybody brings out the pallets of shit, because during the day they have sold all this stuff. And I guess they get trucks every day or something like that, so they have to replenish their supplies. And so at 9:45, 10 o'clock, whatever, everybody starts bringing out these giant pallets. So here's the worst time on the planet to go to the Walmart over here in Apopka, is at 10 o'clock. And the reason why is because they bring out the pallets, and they set the pallets down in the in the aisle where you would turn around, meaning the way the Walmart is set up is they have these giant aisles, basically four of them. Yeah, four giant aisles, and then they have mini aisles. So the giant aisles are, they have these little, they have these smaller things in the middle of them, like, I don't know, they'll have like a display of taco chips and salsa, and then the cheese, what is that? It's called queso, whatever. So they have these little point of sale things where they set them up and stuff like that, and then they'll have like grills, and then so you can walk on either side of that. And here's the problem. In the evenings when they are going to restock all the shelves, they put the pallets down between these point-of-sale things that you would normally, you know, go back and forth through if you needed to go back and forth through. So what happens is all these fuckers are in the inside lane, and if you choose to go in the outside lane because you can get through, now all of a sudden you can't get into the other aisles that you wanted to get to. I know I'm doing a really, really poor job of explaining this, and if this were video, I would put up this little cool diagram with arrows and glossy pictures and wax pens on the back and stuff like that, and circles and X's and what all, and Alice's restaurant. But what I would explain to you is that if you don't decide to be on the correct side, the side that you want to be on 18 aisles down, you're fucked, because they have blocked off the entire aisle and you can't get to where you want to be. So you have to continue down 41 more aisles until you can find the end of the lane, and then whatever tiny little hole you can sneak through there, and then, you know, your refrigerator Perry touchdown, Chicago wins, good job. So 10 o'clock, 10:30, don't go to fucking Walmart, because you're not going to get your shit done. You're going to get really pissed off. And the deli's closed anyway, so you can't get your shaved ham or whatever you're doing in there, you old lady. Get out of the way. And here's the other fucked up thing about my particular Walmart. It doesn't seem to matter what time of the day you go. There's one person cutting meat. And if you've ever been to Publix, you know there's like four people cutting meat or cheese or whatever you need. And you still have to take a number there. So imagine now you've gone to Walmart because they have better prices and shitty meat. But they don't, you know, they don't have the really good stuff. They have Prima Deli. I don't know. That just means great deli. I don't know what that means. Or But here's the thing that I'm complaining about is there's one person cutting the meat. And the problem with the one person cutting the meat in the Walmart is they don't fucking care how fast they serve their customers, because to them, they're going to be there until their shift is up, whether they serve 8 customers or 80 customers. They don't, it doesn't matter to them. And I guess that's, you know, one of the pitfalls of paying your people $7.35 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is. I don't know what it is, but they don't care. So if you're a fourth person back, you might as well start eating the bag of Oreos that you just bought, because it's going to be a while. You're going to stand there for a good 20 minutes waiting for the other people to be served before anybody's going to get to you. Now, there was one time I saw one other person come over, so there was two people cutting meat, and I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? Who's lit a fire under this person's ass? But I'm saying 9 out of 10 times, one person cutting meat, and it's not like they're doing it with any kind of quickness. But okay, so I digress. Let's go back to the sleep gummies, which, by the way, they should be working any second now. Here's how they work. They are there's a drug, and I can't fucking remember what it is, but you take it to be sleepy, and it's a natural drug and whatever. It's you know, well, this has two drugs in it, and I believe they're both natural, but yeah, I'm not really sure for sure, but so you take two of these things and you've got about 15 minutes before it really starts to work. And that's probably where I am right about now, because I think I can feel it. I have a weird taste in my mouth, so I think it's working. Yeah, I didn't fall asleep. I'm just thinking. I got to that point in my brain where my brain, I don't have any, and I'm not planning on doing this either. And maybe I'll need to at a certain at a later time. But I'd like to try and do this little stream of consciousness without anything written down in front of me. I mean, I'll think a little bit about what I want to talk about, and maybe I'll actually do that, or maybe I'll start talking about something and it will just turn into something horribly, horribly wrong. And I hope it's entertaining. I hope it's funny, but I can't guarantee that it's going to be funny because I'm not funny. I mean, I think people, you know, my ex-girlfriend, and I'm not really even sure if I'm going to mention who that person is, but you know, anybody who knows me is going to know who I'm talking about. But I'm wondering if someday down the road, other people who don't know me are going to listen to this, and I'm not sure how much I want to share of my life, or I shouldn't say that. I want to share my life with people. I'm not so sure how much of what I know of other people's lives. I don't know if it would be nice or rude or appropriate to talk about other people so much. What I will do though is I will talk about those people, but I'm not going to name them. And if you know me well enough and you know enough of my history, you're going to know who I'm talking about, but it'll be legally safe for me to not do the slander thing, whatever. So the gummies. I promise I'm going to talk about these things anyway. And I'm thinking by the end of the time that I'm talking about that, I'm going to remember the ingredient in there. And you're already screaming out of this going, "It's this, you jackass." And I don't know, but whatever. So you take two of them and then you have just enough time if you have somebody with you in bed. You have just enough time to talk about one, maybe two topics. Because 15 to 20 minutes later, you're not going to feel like talking anymore. Your eyes get heavy. You are going to start feeling like very lethargic. Your limbs don't want to really move the way they usually like to move and stuff like that. So, it's one of the greatest products I've ever had for any kind of trouble sleeping. What they're also good for is if you wake up with a hangover. And who knows how that happened? I mean, I don't really understand hangovers. I think hangovers just sort of, it's probably the beer gods who decide when you have a hangover and when you don't have a hangover, because I've been drinking a very long time. I'm 41 years old. That means I've been drinking for about 38 years. So Wait a minute, that's not right. No. If I'm 41, then I've been drinking for 8. No. Okay, well, here's the point. I've been drinking a very long time, and I've been getting hangovers for a very long time. You would think that after the 900th hangover, you'd be like, "Fuck you, this isn't worth it." And I'll tell you, I've said that many times. I don't know, and I'm sure if you drink and you get hangovers, I'm sure you have, said the same thing to yourself. Fuck, I'm never gonna drink again. Oh. And you're vomiting on your shoes, and just you have no idea how to get out of this apartment that you don't even know where it is. Or, I don't know, maybe you're in jail. But here's the thing, you have had that conversation with yourself where you feel like you're dead and dying at the same time. So it's not fair. You can't function as your normal human self. You are angry at yourself for being so stupid for drinking as much as you did, and you then question everything about your whole life. Like, I thought I knew what I was doing. I thought I was cool. I thought that I was drinking right. I thought I had just enough and not too much, but no, I fucked up and I don't know now. And you have these conversations with yourself, and then you forget that you had all those conversations. You don't remember the pain, and I think that's something your brain does either to fuck with you or to protect you. Because I think if the brain does recall easily the pain that you go through, you would never do anything again. Like, you would never jump across a small creek again, if the first time you did it, you fell a little and you skinned your knee and that hurt because you were 6. Well, yeah, if you forget that that hurt so much, then maybe when you're 9, you'll try to jump over that creek again, and you'll make it because you're bigger and stronger and you can run faster and jump higher and all that crap. So I think that when the brain forgets, and childbirth, obviously. I mean, no woman would ever have a second child if she remembered and could recall that pain at any time. And that's something you can't do. You cannot do this as a human being. You can't recall pain. You can remember what it was like, I guess, but you can't actually make yourself just psychosomatically, you can't make yourself, well, I guess some people can, but I can't just sit, I can't think to myself, you know what? That time that I hurt my back that I could barely breathe, I want to feel that again right now. You can't just do it. You can't make your brain remember and feel that again. Like, you can close your eyes and you can think about this beautiful thing that you saw. And for me, it's probably Megan Fox. But you can even remember a smell, and you can almost convince yourself that you are smelling it again. And you can almost hear a song in your head if you think hard enough too. But pain is one of those things that you can't remember and you can't experience again unless you physically experience it again. That's one thing that I guess the brain can't do, and maybe it's good that it can't do it. If it could do it, I wonder if we'd be a safer society or a better society as a world if that was a situation. But let's move on. All right, I think I've covered the I have covered the gummies. And so what else did I want to talk to you about? Walmart. Walmart and 2 a.m. and kids. So here's what you should never ever see at a Walmart at 2 a.m. You should never see a kid under the age of 11. Even 11 is pushing it, but every once in a while, kids gotta be kids, and you gotta show them what it's like to be awake at 2 a.m. at a Walmart. So I mean, maybe they got a detention that week, and you need to show them a few things, and you're just like, look, too many detentions, you're gonna end up working at Walmart at 2 a.m. You don't want to get another detention. And they're like, oh my God, fuck that. Yeah, I'm gonna go study. So maybe that would be good for an 11-year-old. But here's what you don't want to see. You don't want to see Big Fat Mama with three kids, two of them under the age of five. That's what you don't want to see at Walmart at 2 a.m. because those kids are crying. And they're crying. You know, lady, do you know why your 3-year-old is crying at 2 a.m. in a Walmart? Probably because it's 2 a.m. and they're in a Walmart. And, you know, you got them in their jammies and they've got one slipper on. And, you know, they're walking around and they're carrying something that they're not supposed to have because, you know, it'll keep them at least stopping from crying too loud if they can hold that toy that you're not going to buy them anyway because you got no money. So do me a favor, please. Just do the family shopping at, I don't know, 9 in the morning maybe. That's a good time. Try 9 in the morning. Kids are usually awake at 9 in the morning. You know, you feed them a little breakfast, Pop-Tart, whatever, juice box, and then take them to Walmart. I know they're going to be a little rambunctious, but you know what? They're kids. They're supposed to be in bed, and they're supposed to be sleeping at 2 a.m. You know what? You probably should be, too. Anyway, so that's my little rant about kids at Walmart at 2 a.m. Don't fucking do it. Just figure it out where you can take them at 9 in the morning when they're supposed to be awake. All right. Moving on to, I'm not even going to talk about why I'm pissed lately, and you know, that's going to have to be a different show. That's going to have to be a different talk when that I'm talking about how bad the industry here is in Orlando. And when I say industry, there's plenty of industry if you are a if you like to work at a theme park, if you like to work in the hotel industry, that's a good thing to be in here. Real estate is not a bad thing to be in, especially not right now anyway. It wasn't so great 4 years ago. I mean, it was pretty shitty 4 years ago. Yeah, let's hold off on that for at least another time. Or maybe I can be a little more structured. Maybe I can be a little more organized. I hope not, though, because I think the whole point of this is for me to just talk and get a lot of stuff out. Because I'm gonna tell you a little backstory about me. So I went to college at the ripe young age of 17 years old. Not even a man yet. I was not a man. I was a boy of 17 years old, and I was shipped off to the University of Central Florida, UCF, in 1989. I barely knew the touch of a woman, but I did. Anyway, the point is that I went to college, and I had lots of friends. I was in a fraternity. I'll talk about that another day, but I was in a fraternity, and I made a lot of friends, and I knew a lot of people, went to a lot of parties, spent a lot of my early 20s very drunk. Well, that's not true. There were 2 years right after I turned 21 that I didn't drink at all, and maybe I'll talk about that another time. You know, it'd be really cool to have another person in the room to kind of talk with and to, and I might see if my friend Art, and that's funny because, well, you don't know why that's funny, but my friend Art is, he's into television production. He actually works for a local television station here, the Fox affiliate down here, and he is actually very good at what he does, and he puts together a little show of his own called Overtime with Art Miles, and it's a great show. I've been on it a couple times, and he's trying to do like a little, it's a talk show is basically what it is. It's a videotaped talk show, and he has guests, and I was his guest twice now, once with my ex-girlfriend, and once on my own, and we talked about all kinds of cool stuff. But what I think would be really, and unfortunately though, we're when you do a video thing, you're really you're really limited with time. So there's you have to stay on topic. You have to kind of stay on track. And I know I'm my episode that I was on, holy crap, that ran long because I like to ramble on and on and on. And I've got stuff to talk about. I've got opinions about a whole bunch of shit. So I wonder if, and I'll pitch this to him, I wonder if my friend Art would be interested in doing a little, I don't know if we're going to call it a podcast or we're just going to call it a thing where we just talk and we'll have to find some avenue or some place to make it available to friends that we know and people that we know. And if anybody would be interested in listening to it and stuff like that, it wouldn't be bad if you're, I don't know, like biking or running or something like that. If you need something to listen to and you want it to be something, not music, because I think music gets boring after a while, especially if you're doing something like running or biking. Yeah, some people are going to say the music is inspiring and it keeps, and there's this song that just makes you push harder and harder. But how many fucking times can you listen to I'm Sexy and I Know It or Gangnam Style or even the newest Taylor Swift song? It's just fuck that. How many I listen to a lot of talk radio because I don't want to hear the same thing over and over. Yeah, it's the same voices and the same opinions and stuff like that, but they're usually talking about something different every single day. Something else happened, something, and it's not just one particular radio station or radio show that I listen to. I listen to, a mix of conservative radio and I listen to some podcasts, and I also listen to some very liberal radio station. But what I like is the talking. I like I almost feel like I'm part of the conversation, even though I'm not saying anything. I'm taking it all in. And I think in most social situations, that's who I am anyway. I'm the person who kind of sits back and listens to everything, takes it all in. And I guess I make some assessments of who these people are and what they stand for. And definitely I will contribute if it's something that I'd like to contribute to. But a lot of times I don't contribute. I don't say things because I don't necessarily want people to know what I have to say, because I know that they make judgments. I know that they make assessments of people on the spot. And if you were to say something stupid or say something that you think is a joke, but maybe it's inappropriate, then they are like, oh, well, okay. And oh, here's a good one. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and then you say something that there's a reaction to and you're not sure about the reaction, but later, maybe a couple hours later, you're done, you go home, whatever, you're driving, and you think, oh, fuck, why did I say that? God, that really wasn't cool. Now you're stuck with that. Now you got to deal with that. Now you're thinking, fuck, I really made that person feel bad from what I said. Now, the reality is that person probably didn't even hear you correctly or didn't even completely understand what you meant when you said what you said. And honestly, they don't fucking care either because they're not that fragile. But you are sitting at home kind of stewing about it because now you think you looked bad. Now you think you said something that everybody's going to think, oh God, fuck him. That guy's an asshole for saying that. But really, didn't really happen. So that's what I like to think anyway. And I've done that a couple times where I don't say much, so I kind of pick and choose my words when I'm talking in a public setting, or not really a public setting, a social setting, especially with people that I don't really know all that well. I pick and choose when I speak and what I say very carefully, which is exhausting. I gotta tell you, it's fucking exhausting sometimes because you is that like now do I say that I think that people who don't like Obama are generally racist. I don't know. It depends on who I'm talking to, and that might be my specific feeling that all religions are silly. But you know what? If I'm in a room with a bunch of Southern Baptists, I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing to start with for that whole conversation. But so here's where I'm going with this. I don't know. that's basically what I'm talking about. I don't know where I was going with that, and I completely forgot where I was coming from. So I would like to definitely listen to this later and see if I'm doing a lot of ums and ahs, because I don't think that I do, and I don't think anybody thinks that they do. Otherwise, would you do it if you consciously knew you were every other word out of your mouth was Well, probably not, because that's annoying as fuck, and people wouldn't probably pay much attention to you if they were had a running tally of how many times you were saying or well or whatever word they is your go-to word to say when your brain is working and your mouth isn't. And I wonder if that's an interesting, I wonder if that would be an effective way to communicate if you just didn't think about what you were going to say and it just, whatever your brain was coming up with and your mouth opened and you said it. So that's what this really is. This is my unfiltered, organized stream of consciousness. And I've said that a couple times. So this is what this is. I'm not thinking about what I'm talking about. I'm just talking, whatever my brain has decided it needs to come out of my face, that hole in the front of my face. It's gonna talk right into this microphone. The microphone is going to convert it to a digital signal. The signal is gonna be in this little card inside this little microphone recorder, and that's gonna be it. That's gonna be whatever is on this little thing. That's what you're hearing. So, I did not talk about any of the things that I had in my mind an hour and a half ago when I decided I wanted to do this. I did not talk about any of those things that I was going to talk about. So let's probably wrap this up. I'm going to see what the time is now and see how long I've been going. Okay. It looks like about 45 minutes. I need to see. I'm going to turn this around. It's going to be bad. But oh, it does take a running time. Okay, good. So I've been talking for 40 minutes, 42 actually. I'll probably go for another couple of minutes. I don't necessarily want to go more than an hour just talking on my own, because I think that when one person is just talking, it gets very boring. You start to lose a little attention span, and I think that's very important to have a second person. Ah, so that's what we'll go back to. We'll go back to my friend Art, and that I'll have to put that out to him to see if he wants to sit in and if he wants to maybe start something where it's like we get together and we talk for more than an hour about whatever, and it just goes on for as long as we feel like going on, and then whatever, it's just I don't understand why I want to do this, other than the fact that I don't have a big outlet for speaking, and I don't do all that much speaking in a single day, especially if I don't have a shoot. I should mention that I'm a photographer, right? I did that already, yeah. But if I don't have a shoot that day, I do very little actual speaking. Because I live alone, so robbers come and burgle me, burgle the fuck out of me. Because, anyway, I've got a security system you don't know about. Ha ha. Video monitoring. So here's the deal. I don't speak that much during any one day. If I have somebody over, I probably make them uncomfortable with how much I talk, because it's a treat for me when somebody comes over and I actually have somebody to actually have a real conversation with. So, what I do, haha, doo-doo, is I do a lot of texting with some people and I do some Facebook chatting with people. And you know what? That's not real communication. Communication is opening your mouth, having words come out, and then that other person opens their mouth and words come at you. So it's a back and forth conversation that I'm not getting unless I have somebody over. And that happens maybe two or three times a week. More lately, but that's just more lately. But so I probably need an outlet for my mouth to work and for words to come out. And this is it. So I apologize that you're getting everything. You're gonna get everything that comes out, and it's going to have no rhyme or reason or structure or balance or any of those fancy words that I don't know of right now that describes word diarrhea that comes, you know, just out, stuff like that. So, so there we are. My friend Art, that was taken from, God, maybe 15 years ago. I was dating a girl. She was a very small person. Anyway, dated her for 8 years. Oh, that was way too long. And I really apologize if people know who she is, and I don't really want to say anything bad about her. I would never say that I regret dating her. I don't regret dating her. I regret that it went on for 8 years. It probably should have ended at 5 years because it just, that's too long, especially in when all of my 20s was enveloped by this one person. And your 20s is actually a really good time to be alive. You're discovering a lot about yourself, and at some other time I'll explain the whole theory I have about being 25, but you're really coming into who you're going to be, and who you are, who you are. You learn about who you are and who you know, and maybe you're happy about it, maybe you're not. But the point is, all of my 20s were given to this one person, and I didn't cheat on her. I didn't, you know, I didn't have affairs. I didn't have secret bullshit or anything like that. I really was with this one girl for 8 years, and I think we broke up briefly for, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or 2 months or something like that here and there, but stuff like that. But essentially, we were dating for 8 years. Oh wow, the microphone sounds a lot better when I point it down just a little bit. Well, these are all things I'm learning, and you're gonna learn with me. And I think what I'm learning right now is that my voice does sound a little more nasal than I thought, but whatever. Hey, it's your ears that are going to get assaulted by me, and you know, I'm going to listen to this later, but I've already said it all, so I'm just going to listen to it and probably count the number of times I say or whatever word I pick. I'm just probably going to keep a track. So yeah, so it's your 20s. I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking about in my 20s, or why I brought that up. Oh, my friend Art. So for whatever reason, I called Art, a good friend of mine from college and from the fraternity. I would call him my friend Art, and that sort of just stuck. And so all through the last 20 some years, I've been calling him my friend Art to anybody that I know, and I guess that sounds funny to them, but so that's the way that worked, I guess. Anyway, so I think I'm gonna approach Art and let him know that I'd like to start something like this where we just talk about stuff. We've always had some similar interests, and we've always been able to talk at length about a lot of things. And the problem is, I don't see him very often. He's a family man. He's married. He's got two kids, two great daughters, and you know, he's busy with his show. He's busy with the work, and I'm just sitting around doing nothing. I take pictures, so whoopee fucking do. He may not even go for it. I may have to find somebody else who's, you know, unemployed and bored and stuff like that. And I don't think I'm gonna have anything in common with anybody else on the planet. But you know, if I were gay, I would probably marry Art. I don't think he wants to hear that. But okay, so there's a lot of ifs here. If I were gay, if I was into marriage, which I'm not, and if he could support me, that'd be great. Then I would consider it. But I don't know. I think on second thought, no, I'm not gonna be gay. So forget the whole being gay with Art thing. I'm not. No, skip that. No, we're not gonna do that. I really like women. I think they're very pretty. I think they smell good normally. There's some that don't, but most women smell really good. I think that yeah, there we go. I think that another wow, now I'm noticing it. Okay. Well, I think what's going to happen here is I'm going to quit because I'm well past the 15-minute limit. Oh, I didn't even talk about my hangover cure. Son of a bitch. Well, let me just do that real quick. So, oops, microphone. So the hangover cure, what you need to do, goo, what you need to do is you need to get yourself a bottle of that sleep gummies, the sleep advance gummies from Walmart, not at 2 in the morning, by the way, or 10 at night, because that's fucked up too. So what you do is you get your bottle of that, and then you also get a bottle of Tylenol PM. When you wake up with your hangover, you're fucked because you forgot to drink more water that night. You forgot to take aspirin before you went to sleep. You forgot to take your vitamin C before you went to sleep. So here's what you do. I forgot you also need the vitamin C. So you go to, you drag your ass without vomiting to the refrigerator. You get yourself a bottle of water or whatever. I like to put little Mio in the water and stuff like that, but we'll talk about that another time. So I get that and then I drink as much as I can. Probably half the bottle or something like that, and it won't feel like it because you don't feel like doing anything when you're that hungover. So you take two sleep gummies, and then you take two or four, depending on how messed up your hangover is. And if it's messed up enough, you'll wake up still drunk. You won't even really feel the hangover yet. I mean, you'll feel bad, but if it's really, really bad, you're still drunk, and that's when you know to take four. Because if you're just hungover, then you're already halfway home. You know, if it's just the hangover and you're just like, ugh, fuck. But if you wake up and you don't even know what's what, that means you're still drunk, and that means you've got a ways to go. So I recommend two sleep advanced gummies, 2 to 4. I know that's beyond the recommended dosage, but you know what? Fuck you, doctors. You don't know how hard this hurts. I know how hard this hurts. This hurts. So, let's say four. Let's say it's the worst. So you take four and you drink the water and then you lay back down. Oh, did I mention if you're gonna get that fucked up the night before, you better have no plans the next day. That's just the rule right there. You cannot have plans the day after if you're gonna drink like an idiot. So clear your schedule, hold your calls, and close your doors, whatever, window, make it dark, whatever. Keep it cool in your room. Who cares? What'll happen is the sleep gummies will make you drift off very quickly, and then the Tylenol PMs will keep you asleep. And that's the thing with the gummies is that all they do is get you to sleep. They don't do anything about keeping you asleep. So if you take your little gummies, a normal night, whatever, and you fall asleep and then 30 minutes later something wakes you up, well, there's no guarantee you're going right back to sleep because it's not, I mean, the gummies have done their job. They put you asleep. This is boring. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk about this, but okay, let's go back to the hangover thing. So what Tylenol PM does is it basically keeps you out for about 4 hours. If for whatever reason you took Tylenol PM and somebody woke you up 2 hours later, fuck that. You're not getting up, because you're not gonna function like a human being. You're gonna be like a snail or something like that. You're gonna be like a cat that just has had it. You know, they're like, fuck you, no. So make sure you're sleeping for 4 hours because that's not a good day. You're gonna have a bad day. Anyway, so what happens is in about 4 hours you will wake up kind of naturally because that's the way Tylenol PMs work. If you still feel shitty, well, rinse and repeat. You do the same thing. Two more gummies, and I would not recommend doing four more Tylenol PM again. Two more Tylenol PM. That'll put you back asleep for about another 4 hours, and then you'll wake up. Now, I've never had to do this three times. There's been a couple of times that I've had to do it twice, And I promise you, it works. It works like a charm. I don't know if it's gonna work necessarily for you, but for me, it works. And it's really, I've really only done it with my worst hangovers when I've had absolutely nothing to do that day and I don't feel bad about losing an entire day, because you will lose the better part of that whole day, but at least you're gonna do it unconscious. You know, you're not gonna be holding your head at a table trying to get some work or studying done, and you just can't fucking do it because you're bouncing in between the worst headache you've ever had and the feeling like you're gonna vomit your eyeballs out. It just seems like it would be much better spent unconscious through that mess. Oh, and then of course, if it was beer that got you so fucked up, you're gonna have the beer shits. And this is really only something that's happened to me in my late 30s, now going into my 40s, is my body has just had it with beer. It's angry at me after I've had too many beers. And too many beers could honestly be four or five, maybe. It gets pissed off at me. I'm like, it doesn't want to digest things properly. It makes everything turn into watery goop, and it just was like, you know what? You know what, body? Fuck you. You made me feel all weird. Well, I'm gonna make you sit on the toilet 8 times in the next 6 hours, and it's gonna just keep on coming. So, you know, haha, you thought you were gonna go to the beach? No, you're not going to the beach. No, that's not gonna happen. What are you, 22? No, you're not 22. You're 41. So sit down on that can and shit out this bucket of mud that I don't know how it just keeps on coming out at you. But, you know, 30 minutes later, sorry, you're back on the shitter. Anyway, so that's really what I wanted to say this time. Don't drink too much beer, because then you're going to spend the next day sitting on the can. And, you know, ain't nobody got time for that, to quote a very famous black woman. This has been my very first stream of consciousness, and I'm going to try to go to sleep now. We'll see. And yeah, so next time I will write, not, I will not write down anything, but I will think about some things that I want to talk about and I want to discuss, and I will probably not do that. So good. This is Greg, and I'm gonna stop talking now.